The views and opinions expressed in the Humanizing the Headset podcast are those of the authors, guests, and hosts of the podcast, and do not necessarily reflect the opinion or position of Humanizing the Headset as a whole. This podcast may contain adult language and adult content. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome back.
Welcome. We are on episode
22. Let me look. I always gotta look. Yeah, 22.
Boom.
22.
And we are talking about, yes, 22 and 22. We're talking about self-care because Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah.
It's a couple days away here. Well, when you listen to this, it'll be over with, but whatever.
Yeah.
It's the month that matters.
Exactly.
So yeah, we're going to talk about self-care. It's really just a casual chat. You know, things that we do, why we do it, why you should consider doing it.
Yes.
Yeah, but before we start all that, I want to take a second to recognize our first recipient of the Thin Gold Shine Award, who is Joseph Condolucci. He's a 15-year veteran with the Washington County Department of Public Safety in Washington, Pennsylvania. Congratulations, Joey. We're super proud of the work that you do, and we're happy that you're our first winner. All of our winners receive a certificate, custom certificate, and are entered for a chance to win a full tuition and lodging scholarship to the... I just had a brain fart, to the dispatchers, the 360-degree dispatchers 911 leadership training event. It's a week-long event at the Mayan Ranch in Bandera, Texas. I'll be partnering with Joe Cirio on that. Thank you, Joe, for that. So one of our monthly winners of the year will receive that. So submit your nominations. We announce a winner each month throughout the year.
So yes, yeah. And we talked about this a little bit last time, but if you're nominating someone, please take a few minutes to write a little bit about them, even just a short paragraph rather than like a sentence.
Right.
So we really want to hear about what it is that you admire about this person and why you're nominating them.
Yes, because some, like we get both ends of the spectrum with the nominations here. Like we are getting some, like you said, with just a couple sentences. And we have some with like five or six paragraphs. Obviously, right. Those people are going to be, you know, the front runners just because we have more information to go on, you know, so include absolutely everything that you can in your nomination. There's no character limit. So have at it. Make us work for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And let me tell you, it's been kind of fun to sit down, like maybe when I'm not having such a great day, and read through those nominations, like just check the page and see if we have any, because I like seeing other people talking about people in a positive way. Like it's cool. Yes,
and it inspires you, you know. I mean, you read some of the things that you're doing that they're doing and you're like, oh wow, maybe that's something that, you know, I could bring to my agency.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah.
So yeah. Hi, Janelle.
Hi.
Janelle is joining us today. She's been a little bit quiet so far.
I'm here.
She is here. Norm is gone today because he's working.
Boo.
Because we kind of scheduled this at a weird date and time for him, but
yes,
yeah, mixing it up a little bit.
A little bit.
But
so
self-care.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Let's do it.
Why is it important? Why do we do it? I think everyone is so freaking, I don't know about you guys, everyone at my agency is getting a little burnt out.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone's tired. We also just had like a huge COVID outbreak where we were out half of our staff.
Yeah.
So everyone worked like just insane hours for a couple of weeks. And then it finally, people started getting better and coming back. So it was a little bit chaotic there, but everyone's just tired.
Oh yeah. I mean, you can't you can't escape the stress,
no.
You know, right now you just can't. I mean, you go to work and you deal with everybody else's, you know, and then you have to deal with yours also at work. And then you go home, and because of COVID, you know, it's you just can't escape the stress at all.
Right.
So it's really important to take some time for yourself and just chill, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I took an impromptu trip. What was that, like 3 weeks ago, maybe?
Yeah.
My day off rotation changed. I switched just because it would be easier for me with all the shit I have going on this year.
Right.
So I haven't really talked about this, I don't think, on Humanizing the Headset much at all, but I'm going through a divorce, and it's been a lot to deal with. It's been a huge stressor. It's been a big depressant. And it's just been a lot to deal with. You know, obviously anyone that's experienced divorce, no matter if it's amicable or not, it's still stressful.
Of course.
There's still a lot to do. You know, I have to sell my house and I have to look for another house and I don't know where I'm going to go. And, you know, so there's that. You know, I had some professional setbacks this year. And it just kind of came to a head and I just had to get the fuck out of here. You know, I needed to escape from everyone. So I was looking online, searching online for places to go that were like road trip distance, just a couple hours away or whatever. And I found this place just outside of South Haven, Michigan, which is right along the eastern shore of Lake Michigan. It's about 20 minutes outside of there. And they have these like mini house cabin things. And they're awesome. It has everything that you need, a little kitchenette, refrigerator, all of that stuff. No microwave though. I thought that was unusual, but had a bathroom, all of that. And one side of the cabin was like this 7-foot by 7-foot massive window. And right outside of that window was this huge tree. I don't know what kind of tree it was. I'm a dispatcher. But it was massive. It was gorgeous. And that was like my company for the week. I mean, I would just sit there and look at it. It was fucking beautiful, you know, excuse my language.
Whatever. Well, no. And it's like the photos you sent, especially in the snow.
Yeah.
Like, and like the snow had been like, cause it's out in the forest. It's like untouched. Mm-hmm. So it's still pristine white and really sparkly. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
And I hate
And it snowed all week. I think we got 10 inches the entire time I was out there.
Oh my God,
and I didn't leave once. Like I got there Sunday night. And Sunday morning I woke up and I went to Aldi just to get food for the week. And I didn't leave. I checked out on Friday. I didn't leave until I checked out. And by checkout, I mean, I just left, you know, there's no, you know, I could go to meet anyone and sign any papers or whatever. They have provisions for you. If you want, it costs a little bit extra. It's called the Gateway or Getaway. I'm sorry, not Gateway, Getaway. And their website is getaway.house. I want to say, I should have had that because the information available, but it was really awesome. I had a great time and I relaxed, I read, I listened to music and that was it. There's no TV, there's no Wi-Fi, there's none of that shit. Fortunately, I had enough cell phone service so I could, you know, stream my music. I downloaded a couple movies on my tablet, one movie for each night that I was there just to kind of, you know, watch a little bit of TV. Yeah, and I journaled a little bit. That's something new that I'm doing this year. And cool. That was it.
If there's no microwave, how did you cook? Is there like a toaster oven or something? Like
what? No, I just had to reheat everything. They have like a 2-burner electric stove. I just had to reheat everything on there. So I shopped accordingly when I went to Aldi based on not having, you know, that. I had to get stuff I knew would reheat fine on the stove.
Okay.
Yeah, I felt much better. I was relaxed. I was refreshed. All of my stressors were waiting for me when I got back, of course. But I feel differently about them maybe now. It's been a long time coming in terms of my divorce. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail just because none of anyone's business. but it's been a long time coming for that. So moving forward, I hope to have my new chapter in life started April or May. So yeah, I feel much better about that experience. And I highly recommend that place. They have different locations all throughout the country if you visit their website. It's a great place, or it's a great thing to do, a great trip to have if you want to do it alone. You know, I mean, obviously it's a good trip to, you know, if you want to take your partner or, you know, your kids or whatever. There's not a lot of room for kids, but they do have ones with bunk beds, but still there's not room for storage. There's not a lot of that. So,
right.
It was perfect for just me. You know, I hung out outside. They have a fire pit. They have the Adirondack chairs. You can sit around the fire if you want to. It was way too cold and there was way too much snow for all that, but I was fine just hanging out inside.
Yeah.
You know, it was really awesome. So
I was going to say maybe vlog on that. Maybe a better trip for kids, like in the fall, like early fall, when you can still go outside and hang out and there's space or something. But
yeah, absolutely. To hang out outside.
Yeah. The pictures you posted were really cool. I thought it looked awesome. I showed it to my husband and he was like, the only thing that's stopping me from going is there's not an indoor fireplace. I'm like, well, yeah, it's like a tiny, like little one room trailer. There's no room for an indoor fireplace. And he's like, yeah, that's the only thing it's missing.
Yeah.
But yeah, even without that, I think it was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. The bathroom didn't even have a sink. You had to use a little sink in the kitchen. Who cares? You know,
not well, especially if you're by yourself, or with your partner, like that doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
So
it was great. It was great. I've been reading a lot more, trying to, anyway, I really just don't have any free time right now.
Right.
You know, all my free time is consumed with, obviously humanizing the headset stuff, which I'm not complaining about whatsoever. I'm just stating a fact. I don't have free time, you know, with the house, trying to move and trying to find a place and moving everything into storage. Cause I want to get the house ready for pictures, you know, and it's not there yet. You know, your house has to look like a minimalist when you're getting pictures done. You can't just have shit all over the place.
Oh yeah. I remember when my sister-in-law was getting ready to move, her realtor was like, I mean, she'd go over there and be like, you cannot have a single speck of anything personal in this house. And like the furniture has to be sized according to the room size. So you can't have a couch or a chair that's too big for the room that it was. And I mean, my sister-in-law laughs because that realtor really put her through hell as far as staging the house, but that house sold in like 2 weeks and she got amazing price for it. So
nice.
She's like, it was rough, but the realtor was right about everything.
Absolutely. So. Yeah. Norm's a realtor also. And he sold my house and helped me buy this one, or us buy this one. So yeah. And he came in and, one of my other coworkers came in and he's a photographer. So he did all our pictures. But yeah, they were like, you have to do this and you have to do that. No pictures of like family on the wall. If it's like just the owners of the house, that's fine. But, other than that, you really shouldn't have, like you said, anything personal. You know, it's so stupid. It's so dumb. Buying a house. Very weird. It's so, even that is stressful. You know, you go online. I don't know how many of you guys out there are buying houses right now, but you go online and they have pictures, like I use Redfin. You see these pictures of the house and like the living room looks like it's 90 feet long because the pictures are so freaking elongated. So you have no perspective of what the space actually looks like.
It's very long and narrow.
Is that a 60-seater couch in your living room? What's going on there? You get to the space and the living room's like 5 foot by 10 foot. It's just this tiny little thing, you know? It's like, what the hell? It's dishonest, essentially.
It is. You know?
Cause you take your personal time to go and look at these spaces and then they look nothing like they do online. Well,
and there's
you feel like you wasted your time.
There's nothing on the market right now and everything that's on the market is overpriced. It's definitely a seller's market, not a buyer's market. We're looking
to capitalize on that.
Yeah. You're lucky. Yeah. You're in a kind of, I mean, I don't want to say you're in a good position because you have a lot going on, but as far as the house goes,
right.
That's kind of a good, because we need to buy something. We need more space and we don't have, like, there's nothing to choose from.
Right.
Nothing that we can afford at least. So.
Yeah. And I just heard the Fed was about to raise interest rates. So I'm like, damn it.
I know. Yeah. And we're going to have to start looking seriously in the spring and I'm not looking forward to it. So.
Yeah.
Janelle, I wanted to hear more about your Raptor thing that you're doing because I think it's so flipping cool. And I'm just going to say I don't care what anyone thinks. I'm going to consider it a form of self-care.
Well, it definitely is, because I had my first day on Tuesday, where I actually went out and got to observe the birds. So overview for, you know, pretty much everyone out there that doesn't know me or doesn't know what I'm doing. I really like owls. They are my favorite thing. My license plate literally is Hoot 911, because
because you're coincidentally
coincidentally my old license plate, my natural one that I had from when I was 16, had 911 in it as the numbers, and then I ended up in 911, and when that license plate started looking real crap, I needed to get a new one, so I just personalized it. And it's something that I've been kicking around for a while, as far as looking into probably sometime down the road or in retirement when I'm tired of dealing with people problems, is, you know, possibly looking into starting some sort of raptor rescue, or working with, you know, raptors and birds, and not just owls, but then I've been learning more about hawks and falcons and eagles and things. So one of my coworkers actually saw on one of our local parks that they had posted from one of the Audubon societies in our state was recruiting for citizen scientist volunteers to do a bald eagle nest watch for the spring season. So what I'm doing is I'm going out to my assigned nest, and I am observing for at least an hour a week this bald eagle nest with two bald eagles at it. And I'm watching for them to have eggs and eventually babies. And when the babies, you know, are on their own and kind of fly away, then, you know, the season's over. But for now, until, you know, probably April, early May, I go out for at least an hour a week. And right now it's cold. And I lucked out on Tuesday because it was like 40 degrees. It was supposed to be 40 degrees. Yeah, it was like clear sky, sunny. I have to either go in the morning or like right before dusk. That's when they're most active. I bought like a spotting scope, which allows me to see them from the half mile away I am right now. Yeah, we're trying to get closer, but we haven't worked that out yet with the property owners of where it is. So yeah, we're, it's really cool. There's another person assigned to my nest that goes out with his family on the weekends. So I'm kind of assigned to the week since my schedule allows for that. And then I'm just jotting down notes about what I'm observing and submitting it to the group. And they're keeping track of all that data. And they needed more volunteers, because I know a lot of people know about like the DDT in the, I don't know, like 70s, 80s, like took down a lot of the wild bird populations, especially bald eagles and peregrine falcons, things like that. So the population is starting to increase rapidly now. So we have eagles that are in places that we've never seen for, you know, 40, 50 years. So it's really cool. And I, when I found the nest, because it took some, you know, like, it's definitely a learning curve, you know, like I've got,
so they tell you where the nest is because they've already looked for them. Okay.
Yeah. So we had this assigned nest. We had kind of like this map drawn of like, okay, the nest should be here. The other person assigned luckily had gone out on the weekend and narrowed down where it was. So I was able to find it with binoculars. I saw like this big mass in the tree, and with obviously no leaves right now, it was really easy. I'm like, okay, that's gotta be the nest. And I'm looking from, again, a half mile away, and all I can see is this cluster of branches, and I'm like, okay, that's the nest. So once I got it in the scope, then I could see the eagles like sitting in the tree next to it. And I'm like, oh, that's so cool. Like they're right there. And it was so funny because I got everything set up and I got like my scope on them and I'm watching, and the first thing they do is mate. And I'm like, oh, okay.
I noticed that when you talked about it, I was like, that's so funny, because literally you're like, first day, first thing we do, make the eggs. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, fans.
Yeah. And I mean, it happens. It happens a lot throughout the season. It's not like it's just like one and done, but it was just so funny that it was like the first thing that I'm out there, that's what happens. And it's really cool. So like being out there by myself, it was relatively peaceful out where I was, you know, and I'm just out there kind of just chilling, and it got cold eventually towards the end of my time out there. But you know, it is self-care because, you know, I'm doing something, I'm learning about something that I might want to do in the future, and furthering that knowledge. And then like, I'm just out by myself, not really thinking about anything and just observing nature, which is something that I really like to do. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, and that's such a cool experience. And I like, yeah, we've obviously heard you talk about how much you like owls and, you know, how into that you are. And when you were like, oh my gosh, you guys, guess what? Like, I get to do this. I was like, that's so cool. It's like perfect for you.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
We so have, we have on our TV, one of our TVs at work, the Eagle Cam website. I'm not sure exactly which one it is.
Yes, I've seen that.
So we watch it like all season at work, you know? And it's really fun to watch. Like, you, people are like, oh, you're watching birds. It's so boring. No, it's actually really interesting. Like, especially with birds that are so big, you know?
Yeah.
So like, we're watching the eagles, and like the mom eagle will come back with like a freaking fox. Like, here's dinner, you know?
Yeah, they're this enormous. Huge
animal, you know? You're like, whoa. And their nests, we were like looking up about their nests. They can weigh up to like 2 tons. And I saw a picture of this man like sitting in an eagle's nest with like room. It looked like a sauna. There was like room for like 3 or 4 other people in the nest with them. It's like, holy shit, they're huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really that's fun so cool. to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's, I don't know. I just thought that was really cool. And I'm excited to follow more of your observations from there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be posting stuff hopefully that you'll see, but it was really cool. I didn't know if I'd get in, and then they said, oh yeah, like you've been like, yeah, you're in. And I thought it was going to be like totally, you know, cause they had you fill out an application. I wasn't sure how, you know, crazy it was going to be. And then it was all of a sudden like, oh yeah, like this is our details and stuff. And I'm like, ooh, okay. So now I'm in and this is a thing. but yeah. And it, like, it's a half an hour drive out there from my house roughly, to where the nest that I'm assigned is. So it's kind of nice that it's, you know, far enough away where I have that time too, to kind of like decompress and, you know, get out there and then come back. And, you know, so it's a nice time to kind of be away. And what I figured out too, is another thing that I do for self-care is I do my, my floats, my,
oh yeah, my
sensory deprivation floats.
Yes. Things.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I totally forgot that you've done that. That's so, yeah. Another really interesting thing.
My float place is actually like on the way. So I'm like, oh, I got to keep that in mind because that's something that I can totally do on the way back.
That would be like an incredible day.
Yeah, it would.
So yeah, the floats are nice. I've been doing that for, I want to say maybe 3 years now, 4 years. I think 2019, I first did it. Maybe I think 2019
it's or 2018. Like, it's super salt water, right? Like that's what makes you super buoyant.
Yeah. So it's just all salt water, kind of like the Dead Sea, how that makes you buoyant. And depending on where you go, some of them have like those alien looking pods that like close down on you. I was going to say, whatever.
I've seen they look like eggs. They were like super creepy looking, but they're cool.
Yeah. Some of them have those. The place that I have has either open pools that are 8 foot diameter, or they have ones that I choose that have walls and then they're like 8 feet tall and they've got like a starry ceiling.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. You have like a foam ring behind your head and you just kind of lay back and you like anyone floats. The water and the air temperature is set to be about the same so that you can't feel the difference between the water and the air. So that's kind of also like the weightlessness. I mean, obviously you can, like if you're moving around or whatever, but the point is to, once you get all settled, to not be able to feel the difference. And then, yeah, I've done it for, I think for up for 2 hours. That's as long as I've gone. There's people that do it overnight, which I can't even imagine.
Oh my God.
And they like, yeah, they sleep, but because you can't turn over, like you're so buoyant that I mean, you have to make a good effort to like, even like get out to some extent. So, yeah, I've done that. And my place does a membership that I took advantage on third shift, because it was like, I think it was like $30 a month, which is half the price of a 1 hour float. You could go and you'd get a free float per month, and then you get 50% off of like any other floats you did that month. So like only $30, like you're only paying like for half of the free one that you're getting,
right?
And still getting other ones half price. So, and you had to go between like 7 a.m. and 2 p.m. because that was their early bird membership, where obviously there weren't as many people booking. So it was really nice, like, you know, to have that. And then any free floats you didn't use, like roll over. So I have like 8 built up right now that I have to go and use.
Oh yeah, so. Then perfect. You should like take a week off and go do your observation and go do a float and just chill.
Yeah, my week off. Yeah, I'm on. Yeah, I said I'm on a week off now, which I forgot that I was on a week off. I got home on my Friday and I'm like, I'm sitting there and I'm like, I'm on vacation. I'm like, oh yeah, I don't have to go back to work in 2 days. Like, this is my vacation.
I take it. So I learned, and I mean, this can't work for everyone because not everyone has vacation time built up. But when you do get to a point that you have vacation time built up, I learned that if I take like 2 days off every other month, that is the most helpful thing ever.
Yeah.
Because obviously, like with our schedule, 2 days off can equal a week off because of how our rotation lines up.
Right.
So literally a week off every other month. And then like when you're at work on the month that you don't have a week off, you kind of have something to look forward to. Because you're like, oh, only like 3 or 4 more weeks until my week off or whatever. But yeah, that was one of the things I was going to say about self-care, especially for us, because we have employees that don't use their benefit time. And I don't know why.
A lot of people don't. That's like an American thing. Like so everywhere weird. Else, they're like, I'm getting the hell out of here. And we're like, no, we must be overworked.
Like everyone saves all their time. And I'm like, don't save it for what? What are you saving it for?
Especially if it doesn't roll over. It's just not to your benefit.
And people are like, oh, I want to save it in case of an emergency. And I'm like, what? Are you expecting to have multiple emergencies every year? Like, I don't know. But like, seriously, take your benefit time. You need it. We especially need it. It needs to be taken, because I don't know how any of you are going through an entire year without ever taking time off.
Right. Yeah, like you were saying, like 2 days makes a big difference. And that's actually what I started talking about and didn't end up finishing when I took my little trip here, because of my rotation changing, my days off kind of were all over the place. So we have a 5-2-5-3 rotation. For those of you that don't know what that is, I work 5 days, then I'm off for 2 days, like normal people. And then I work 5 more days and I'm off 3 days. So our days off get pushed forward a day every 2 weeks by having that additional day off. So I had 3 days off per my old rotation. Then I had 2 working days followed by 3 more days off to acclimate me to my new rotation. So I just took those 2 work days off and I had 8 days off, you know?
Yeah.
So like, that's the benefit, I think, of our industry, is having the flexibility to, you know, just adding a couple days off to your normal off days and you can have a significant amount of time off. That's really nice. And my soon to be ex, he actually has a really awesome schedule. Well, depending on how you look at it, he works 7 days a week and then he's off 7 days a week. So for his job, I think I could do that for his job, but for ours, I don't think I could do that. But in his case, imagine you taking a week off of work. You have now tripled your off time. You have 3 weeks off.
Right. You and know, he because, mostly works from home anyway, doesn't he?
Yeah, he works exclusively from home.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, vacation planning for us was simple in that regard, you know, because we had a 3-week window to work with just for him, you know. So my our first responder schedule is always a pain in the ass to work with.
Yeah, they're always super weird. They don't make a whole lot of sense. And I also hear a lot too, you know, most centers are understaffed or like very minimally staffed. So I've heard from a lot of people, I don't want to screw anyone over. I don't want to take time off because then I'm screwing someone over. They're going to have to come in for me. Listen, I love all of my coworkers. I would do a lot for most of them. Not allowing myself to take time off is not something I will do for my, like, I will not do that just to avoid making someone else come in. Like,
correct. Correct. I mean,
because when they take time off, I come in for that.
Right.
Like it's
not, exactly. It's it works itself back around. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's,
so another... I kind of want to hear from some people about some creative things that they're doing considering, you know, their staffing shortages, like how they're able to take care of themselves when they don't have a lot of time off.
Yeah.
So if you're listening, message us.
Yes, absolutely. Because we're always looking for ideas on how to encourage each other to take care of ourselves. We
right.
we actually just started a walking challenge in our center. Our manager had purchased us a desk treadmill a few years ago.
Oh, nice.
And there was like, it was kind of rocky at first because we like couldn't find a position that it fit underneath. And then we were having issues with it. And then she had to write a policy about it because obviously it's like a new piece of equipment. We have to have.
You have to have a policy for everything.
Right. Because if someone falls and breaks their leg, like who's liable for that?
Right.
But one of the girls was like, we have this treadmill. No one ever uses it. Like, I really want us to start using it. So she started a walking challenge. And, my manager was like super excited. She went out and bought a bunch of prizes for people who completed the challenge. So like everyone who walks at all, even if you walk 1 mile on the treadmill at work, you get a meal, a victory meal.
Oh, nice.
And then she has the manager's challenge. Anyone or the person who walks more than she does, which my manager walks a lot. anyone who walks more than she does wins like the big prize. And then I think like second and third place are Fitbits.
And oh, wow.
It is hilarious okay. because two of our girls in our center are competing with each other so hard that they're now walking 8 miles a day on this treadmill.
Oh my God.
And that's awesome. Like, everyone's teasing me because I'll get on the treadmill and walk like a mile or two. But I'm tired and I want to walk right now. But I know, and she's never said anything about it, but I know that my manager sits in her office and sees us out here kind of like jokingly fighting over the treadmill and who's going to get to walk today.
Yeah.
And I know it makes her happy because she's like, absolutely. I'm so glad that you guys are using it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been so funny because again, these girls are competing over who gets to walk more, but they're also taking care of themselves because they're getting right. some exercise throughout the day. You know,
and it they makes probably them... feel better afterwards.
Absolutely. Even when I get up there and I'm exhausted, I do feel better after doing it because it's like, I got some activity in today. You know, I didn't just sit in my chair like a slug the whole day.
Yeah.
And it's specifically for desk. So it doesn't go super fast. You can't run on it. It doesn't have an incline. Like it doesn't do any of that fancy stuff. I know, but people are like, you can jog. And I'm like, no, no one's running. Like it doesn't go that
we're way. Not training for anything here.
Yeah. Could you imagine you call 911 and someone's like, 911, what's the location? Are you okay?
Right. Yeah. Do I need to start you an ambulance? What's yeah. going yeah. on?
I get out of breath when I give CPR instructions anyways.
Right, because you're like so hyped.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, I don't know. I thought that was cool. Walking at home doesn't count. It has to be done at work. So it's just been fun to see everyone. And I mean, it's like healthy, fun competition between some of the coworkers too, because they're just kind of teasing each other about it. They text each other on their days off. Like, how many miles did you get in yesterday? Huh? I got 5.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, we have 2 centers right now. we have our regular center. We're split because of COVID.
Right.
And we have the alt center, which is this makeshift center in the old garage, which is attached to the building that we're in. It's heated. It works. It's fine. But the second half of my week, I'm in there alone. So I'm like struggling to find ways to entertain myself because I have no one to talk to, you know, except for, you know, our callers.
Brendan's going to write like a 1-man musical and be performing it in there by himself one day.
So I've actually been doing squats between calls.
All right. That works.
So yeah. Cause no one's watching me. I have a thing. I don't want people looking at me when I'm trying to be productive. Don't watch me. So
see, it's easy
to do there.
I'm okay with strangers watching me.
Right.
But my husband's right. always been like, let's go work out together. I'm like, I don't want you to see me sweating. Like he's never, right. you know, he's my husband. Like he's never seen anything else before. But I'm like, I don't want you to know that I get red when I run. Like,
right. Yeah, I was doing the Beachbody T25
a couple years ago. Brutal.
It is. And because I was in the hospital for a couple of days because my blood pressure was really high. I'm like, you know what? I got to get my shit together. So I don't do it as much now, but I'm eating a lot better. So that's kind of my trade-off, I guess. It's an excuse, really. But
right.
But I was doing it like every day. And when I first started it, I lost 10 pounds in 2 weeks.
Damn.
And my doctor didn't, because, you know, when you go to the doctor, right, the nurse will weigh you and take your blood pressure and all that. Then you go see your doctor and talk about right. what's really going on. Right. So he's like, I don't believe, I think the nurse made a mistake. So he put me on the scale and he's like, oh my God. So the shit works, you know, but you look, especially when you're just starting, you know, and you're so out of shape and just like, oh my God, you look like a hot mess. Right.
Right.
So I'm like, I don't want to do this in front of my husband. I don't want to do that. You know? So I would do it cause he works midnights and I wasn't at the time. So I would do it while he was asleep, you know, just so he wouldn't see me, but he would catch me every now and then. He'd be like, okay. I'm like, no, don't look at me.
Well, and I feel like the whole, and this is, I mean, it's just me being paranoid. I feel like when I do stuff like that at home, the whole house is shaking. Like it's going to come down.
I feel that way too. Yeah.
And my husband's like, babe, this is a 80-year-old house. Like it shakes when someone walks across the floor. It's not
right.
Like, I don't.
A car drives by and the windows rattle.
Right. I'm like, no, it's because I'm fat. My husband's like, shut up. Like the dog jumps off the bed and the front door's rattling. Like, oh my God.
Yeah,
but I was gonna say on the opposite spectrum of that, another one of this is personally my favorite self-care thing is doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Which sounds weird, but I will get everything I can in a day done so that I can do nothing the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I will like run myself ragged in a day so that I can do nothing the next day.
Let's define nothing. Is nothing like you're just sitting there and like meditating, or is it just doing exclusively the things that you want to do because all the things that you need to do are now done?
I guess it's sort of a mixture of both. So like I'll read, or if there's like a show that I've been wanting to catch up on or a movie that I've been wanting to see like on Netflix, I will like put on my pajamas, make sure I've got like a water bottle with me and a blanket and I'm comfy and I don't have to move unless I like need to get up to pee or something.
Right.
And I'll just sit on the couch like all day and do nothing.
Good.
And I like having those days where like you don't have any appointments, you don't have anything you have to do.
Right.
You don't do laundry, whatever. Just nothing.
Because adulting can suck away your whole weekend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you have no time for yourself.
Oh my God. It really does. Even my weekend's off right now. Every weekend that we have off, we have my stepson and he is in hockey.
Oh.
And he's in like a somewhat serious league for his age. And these awesome. Hockey games are like, they consume the whole weekend. So during hockey season, we don't really have a weekend off. Like we're driving him to and from a bunch of hockey practices and games and clinics and da 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 da. Like it's crazy. So during the week when I have days off, I have a nothing day where I like, nope, didn't do dishes, didn't do laundry. I sat here and watched Gilmore Girls for like 6 hours.
Is that your go-to show right now?
Not right now. What did I just start watching? This Is Us finally came back. That's like one of my faves right now. Yeah.
That's such a great show.
It is. It's so good.
Oh my. Do you watch that, Janelle?
No.
So I'm trying to get like everyone on the planet to watch it. And so few people for whatever reason, like my mom and my other friend, I'm like, you got to watch it. It's so good.
It's okay. Very.
And then they never do it.
Very well written out and very well thought out.
It is. Absolutely.
And then I've been getting bored and keeping up with Grey's Anatomy, even though it's gotten so ridiculous at this point. I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, I've heard that from a lot of people.
And then we just got Disney Plus, and I'm so excited. Because everyone on TikTok is talking about Encanto, and I want to see it.
What is that?
It's the new Disney animated movie, and it's about like a Colombian family that has magic powers.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. I've seen the TikToks, but I scroll through before I go to bed. Obviously, you know, because I send you like 8,000 at 3 a.m.
It's so, because like at night I'll get like 8 from Brendan, and then during the day I send him 8 back. Like
TikTok is an addiction.
It's bad.
I don't get sleep because of it, and it's all your fault, by the way.
Yep. Yeah. I'll accept that.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I do for self-care is music, like writing music. If you guys have listened, hopefully you have, this isn't your first time, but even if you did, let's start with this episode at the very beginning, the music I wrote, and it's intended to be like some corny homage to like 80s, like
Channel news 5 briefings news.
Or yeah. whatever. So if you think it sounds corny, it's supposed to. So, but that's what you do. I enjoy writing. I like listening to music. I went to school for music, so that's my background. But yeah, so again, I don't have a lot of time, but when I do, I like to write. One of my goals this year that I talked to with Joe Cirio was to finally get published. So I am working on that for this year. So we'll see how that goes. It's going along pretty smoothly. It's been a couple of weeks since I've been able to do anything with it. But when I sit down, hours will go by and I won't even know it. It's pretty painstaking though, because when you're writing and using music software, depending on what software you're using, like the one that I'm using, I use Finale, I have to plug in each individual note and rest and all of that. So if I'm writing something for like a full orchestra, you know, I have to write for all the woodwinds, all the brass, all the strings, all the percussion, all of it. And then there's voices if I want to put voices in there. So it's like each line, one by one by one. So it does take a lot of time, which kind of sucks because, you know, you want to get it done and you can't, but whatever. Right. So I do that. There are some things that I want to try though, like the axe throwing.
I just got Ken a gift certificate for that for Christmas.
Did you? Like,
yeah, I feel because like he's like such a lumberjack.
Yes. Yes. I feel like that would be so cathartic. Like, just put someone's face on there and just fucking throw the axe. And we I feel like
go.
That would be good for me.
Yes.
We should.
Yeah. We should. Yes. That would be so, well, and I was laughing because I'm like, I got him the gift certificate thinking like, oh, you and your brother should go. Like, that would be a fun day. And I'm like, I don't think they serve any like drinks or food there. He's like, no, they do. There's a full bar. And I'm like,
okay.
Mm-hmm. The one that I got him for. The place that I got him the gift card for. But I was like, that seems like a bad idea. But
yeah, that's a little.
I mean, it's not my liquor license, so I don't care. I don't know if we should be like, hey guys, come get y'all vodka shots right before you throw these sharp throw objects. Axe. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do they have like EMT on staff there?
Hopefully. I think they need like a vascular surgeon on staff.
Right. The hospital's right next door. It's fine.
Right. Yeah.
That we should do that. That'd be awesome. I know Norm's done that. So there's not one that's like super far from here. And I've seen the ones where they're called like rage rooms or something. And they just have like discarded, like whatever. And you can just go or office on a printer that they have sitting there.
Yeah.
You know, or yeah.
Like a printer and a fax machine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love to do that. Or a car. Do they have a, like an officer mannequin that I can beat out? No, I'm just kidding.
Not Office. What movie am I thinking that's from?
No, that's the, Office Space.
Yeah. There we go. That's
I was like, no, that's right.
Just go the Office Space on that.
Office Space, yeah. While Damn It Feels Good to Be a Gangsta plays in the background.
Yes. Just on repeat. It's fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to listen to that in my car today.
I love that song.
It's a good song. But yeah, I want to do that. I want to skydive, but I really can't find anyone that wants to do that.
No, thank you.
No.
I'll find the TikTok. I just saw a TikTok of a girl who went skydiving, and as she was jumping, luckily she was with an instructor, so they were like tandem diving or whatever. As they jumped out of the plane, her harness got caught on the landing gear, and they were just hanging upside down.
Well, this isn't confidence inspiring.
I know. I'm trying to discourage you.
Yeah. We want you alive.
No, I can totally see how that would be. Like, it's always sounded interesting to me, but I don't think I'd ever actually be able to go through with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd be way too scared.
What's that?
I'd be like, well, I'm going to die. Like, that's.
Mm-hmm. It just sounds exhilarating. I don't know. When I went to Maui last year, also a solo trip. It wasn't supposed to be a solo trip, and it just kind of happened to end up being one at the very last possible second. So I was kind of stuck like, well, what am I going to do while I'm here? You know, because I'm on a beautiful island. I'm not going to sit in the hotel all day. That's stupid. So I was looking up things to do, and I found this mountain sunrise thing. Mount Haleakala, I think it's called.
I remember you're talking about that.
Yeah, they bus you up to the top of this mountain, this volcano, and you watch the sunrise. Oh my God. The most beautiful thing I've probably ever seen in my life. And then after sunrise, you get your ass on a bike and you ride 26 miles all the way down and around.
That's the part where I would have checked out.
Oh my God, it's all downhill.
There was downhill, at least.
There was two moments where you had these little uphill things or whatever. And I had one part I did have to get off and walk up because the person in front of me suddenly stopped. So I had no momentum to carry me up this incline. So I had to walk. But other than that, and it was like a block. But other than that, it was all downhill. And there was this like little town halfway down that had this like world famous bakery. So we stopped in there. Or I stopped in there, took pictures of the town or whatever, and then carried on about my business, going back down the mountain. And I reached, and you have no concept of speed when you're on a bicycle because you don't have a speedometer, obviously.
Right.
So I'm cruising and it's fucking awesome. You know, you look to you're like winding down, right? So, you know, you're one way, you'll look to the left and you see this ocean, you know, and then you wind around and you see the ocean again on your right, and you stop and take pictures, and it was just incredible. But like you reach this town area and they have like the speed trap signs to let you know how fast you're going. I slowed down because I was in a town and I was doing 30 miles an hour on a bike. I was like, holy shit. So it because I understood how fast I was going, it scared me. I'm like, I shouldn't be going this fast.
I'm gonna die if I hit something,
right? and that was when I had slowed down, you know.
Right.
So I swear I was doing at least 40. Like, I'm not even kidding. But I didn't care after that. I'm like, well, fuck it, I've already been going this fast, so why not just continue? You know. And then I got to the bottom, back to where they picked us up from. And I had breakfast. It was amazing.
That sounds so cool.
You know, and it's something I would never have done.
Right.
You know, and I saw the ad for it. I'm like, fuck it. I'm gonna do something fun. You know, something that I never would have done. And I did not regret it at all. So I honestly would go back to Maui just for that. Literally. It was amazing.
I'm definitely all for that. When we went on our honeymoon in Mexico, we had decided that we weren't really going to leave the resort because we didn't feel safe leaving the resort because of the area that we were in. But they did offer like a few guided tours. So we had a choice between, like, I think it was swimming with sea turtles or going to these like underwater cave things. Not underwater, but there's water in the caves, but they're underground.
Right.
They're called cenotes. And
obviously,
like, several people several people had talked about, like, you got to go see the cenotes, you got to go see the cenotes, and I was like, okay. So we decided to do that. Well, it also included, so we went cave diving but then it also included an ATV tour of the jungle.
Wait a minute. You went cave diving and yes. You're talking about me jumping off of a plane?
It was safe. It was very safe cave diving. There was kids with us. Like, it was fine. It was not anything super dangerous.
Jump kids, it's fine.
Yeah. It was, they were really cute too. It was like this little British family. They were hysterical. But it also included an ATV tour of the Mayan jungle.
Oh, cool.
And we got there, and the first thing I saw when I got out of the car, and I'm not exaggerating, was a grasshopper that was this big. And for those who can't see me, because this is audio, it was like 3 inches long. It looked like something from a movie. Wow. Like, I thought it was an avatar. No, it was dead. And I was like, what killed it? Because that's terrifying.
So if it was alive, it would have spoken to you. I got you.
But it was wild. And then we find out that we have to drive the ATVs. I don't know how to drive an ATV. I'm like, husband, you do that. We're doing 50 miles an hour on these ATVs through the jungle. I'm terrified that like some huge bug's going to live. But it was super fun, and then we went cave diving. Like, it was awesome. I would totally do it again. Awesome.
Gotta wash all the bug splatter off.
Yeah. Right. No, it was terrifying. And we like stopped and ate tamales at some abuelita's hut somewhere. Like, I have no idea who made us food, but someone did.
But it was great.
It was the best food ever. Yeah. She made this like hibiscus tea that was incredible. It was really fun, but
awesome.
And I know I've shown you the picture, Janelle, of when my mom and I were in Scotland and some guy offered to let me hold his owl. And I was like, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
My mom was like, what are you doing? And I'm like, when is anyone ever going to offer me this again? Like, we're walking down the street in Edinburgh and someone just handed me an owl.
Yeah, sure. I'm holding Hedwig.
Right.
Heck yeah.
Literally.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Her name was Hazel. She was very moody, but she was super cool.
Aw.
Yeah.
Adorable.
So. I don't know. Let's see. What else do you do, Janelle?
Well, what do I do? what do I do? No, I don't know. I like to cook sometimes. I like to not come up with, but I like to try out new recipes and learn. I don't want to say learn new cuisines, but just kind of like learn about like how you cook things. So some of my coworkers and I swear, like, we used to work together on third shift, now we work together on first shift. We could talk about food for the 8-hour shift, and not just like, you know, oh, have you seen this like fancy whatever nonsense on Food Network, but like, you know, what we used to eat for public school lunch, like that's been a topic. Like,
we were just talking about we spent an hour talking about 90s snacks yesterday. We were like googling stuff that we remembered eating as kids.
Yeah.
And it's, and seeing if it was still available.
Yeah, like we will talk about food for the entire shift, and we'll like share recipes and say like, my coworkers have and my manager now, like, that I work with him regularly, has like just been shocked at the fact that my coworkers can say like, hey, have you heard of this one thing? I'm like, oh, you mean this? Like, just off of that, like, just nothing, just like finished sentences and stuff, but we just can.
Yeah.
And we like, but we will talk about food all the time. And so there's a bunch of stuff that I want to try. I make food regularly at my house, for my parents. I really like to read and write, except I feel like I don't get enough time to do it a lot of times, because when I do have the time, like you said, I want to sit and do nothing and catch up on Netflix or play video games, which is another thing that I do. Mm.
Yes.
But
God, I haven't done that in years, and I have an Xbox sitting just waiting for me every day.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, it's just, you know, sometimes you just want something to do. And honestly, like when I go to Keith's house and he's like working during the week, like that's what I do a lot of times. Like, I took a nap today. Like, I took him to work. I came back and had a little lunch and I took a nap and then I got up for this. Like, that's been my day. Like, then maybe I'll play some games, go get him and have dinner. Like, that's just what it'll be, you know, like,
yeah.
I have so much, I feel like, on my list that I want to do or that I intend to do eventually when I have the space and the time and the mindset to do it. But I know that I've talked about it before, but and they're gonna make fun of me, but I said I was gonna bring it up. So like learning bagpipes is something that I really want to learn.
That's again awesome. Like Janelle, you're honestly the coolest person. Like I aspire to be you. I don't know. Your interests are so like vast and cool, and just like I'm really weird. Interested in owls and bagpipes. Like
yeah,
you're just a cool person.
And the bagpipe thing came up because the a couple years ago, like the Milwaukee Pipes and Drums that does all the parades and things like that, the Police and Fire Pipes and Drums is looking for more members. So I talked to the person that runs it about it, and just kind of learned the gist. But then I had a bunch of stuff going on and I really couldn't make the commitment. So I thought about it more and I'm like, I am Scottish. Like that'd be something great to learn. So eventually I would love to learn that. And then to go along with that, I've recently learned, I've always kind of found like things like Irish dance fascinating. I've learned that there's Scottish dance.
And yes, Highland dancing.
Yeah. So that is something that looks amazing. And honestly, like I need to look into the places around me that teach it because it's a huge workout. Like I'm like, if I could do that for my workout, like it was originally for like the men before they went off to war.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, like, let me do that. Let me play the bagpipes. Let me just get in on all this. Right. So I need to do that. Like, I need something. Cause working out for me is such a, I just can't like go on a machine and like do that because I'll be like, oh, it's gotta be 20 minutes. And it's been like two.
I'm the same way. Every time I get on a treadmill, elliptical, whatever it is, I stare at the clock or the distance, whatever it is that I'm using.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'll be like, oh, I have to do it for half an hour. Or sometimes I'll say I have to do it for 2 miles. I'll just stare at it the whole time. And it's so like, I try to read, I can't focus on that. Like it's bad, but have you ever been to the Highland Games up in Wisconsin?
I have. Yeah. And they actually canceled part. Well, they didn't cancel part of it. I know they canceled some of it last year, but then it ended up being on the same weekend as I had a lot of other stuff going on, but yeah, I've been there. And I went there because I wanted to, a few years ago, because I wanted to see the dogs.
Right.
They call them Celtic canines. Like I wanted to see an Irish wolfhound because I would love to have an Irish wolfhound because they're giant and adorable.
Brendan, you should go because they have the guys like throwing shot put and the logs and stuff. Very, very attractive young men there.
Yeah. And they wear kilts. They wear kilts while they're doing it.
They wear kilts and they're very muscular.
Yeah, and their kilts blow in the breeze as they do this.
Oh, good looking guys. But that there's a big Highland dance competition there whenever I've been, and it's really cool to watch. I like looking. This sounds creepy. I don't mean it for it to sound creepy. I like seeing the little kids doing it. They're just super cute doing the Highland dance. It's adorable.
Where is this place at?
The last time I went, it was someone's fairgrounds. I don't remember who.
Waukesha County.
Yeah.
That's usually where it is.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So not too far from.
And it's usually Labor Day weekend or around the first, like weekend in September. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's fun.
Yeah. Super chill. Super fun.
I had a list here. I'm trying to remember.
Indoor skydiving. We should do that. Would you do that? Indoor skydiving?
I might do indoor because. Mm-hmm. I don't think I would die doing that.
One of my friends just did that for his birthday. And he said he was nervous, but he did it. And he said it was a lot of fun, but it was a workout. Like, because guess you have to like balance yourself a certain way.
Yeah.
While you're in the air.
Let it like blow you up to the ceiling.
Like fizzy lifting drink.
Yes.
Grandpa Joe, this bitch just float up to the ceiling.
They have that in Rosemont, where the Fogo de Chao is, right off of 94 there.
What, fizzy lifting drink?
Indoor skydiving.
Oh,
well, yes, the fizzy lifting drink. That's what we should just refer to it as from this point on.
Hey, B, you want to go with the fizzy lifting drink today?
Yeah. And then we'll go throw some axes.
Right.
Yes.
Right after.
It's probably right next door to that. Probably. Yes.
Oh,
that would be fun. We need to do that. We need to seriously have like a group outing that's us having fun. you know.
Well, you know,
speaking of group outings where we're having fun, Drink with the Dispatcher.
Yes, I was gonna say, mm-hmm. we're doing Drink with a Dispatcher. I might actually be able to attend this year, and I can't drink.
Boo.
I know.
We'll get you a Shirley Temple. It's fine.
I'm a party pooper.
For real. I'll drink Shirley Temples with you.
Yeah.
There you go. But yeah, it's gonna be in April during TC week. Date and time and location are still in the works. It's probably yes. gonna be at the same place that we've had it before, just because it's a centralized location within the county that makes it easier for everyone to get to.
And
we've had people come from all over. We've had Kenosha, we've mm-hmm. had Cook County people come out. Well, not Cook County Sheriff, but people who live and work in Cook County.
Right.
McHenry County area as well. A lot of fun. You get to meet the people that you only have talked to.
We were putting it off because we didn't know what was going on. And we never know at this point what's going on with COVID. That seems to change daily.
Right.
So we're trying to be cautious. So.
Right. And at this point, like I was saying, I don't know who I was saying it to, but people are going to do what they're going to do.
Right.
You know, so don't feel pressured to come out if you're still concerned about COVID, which you have every right to be. I'll probably be masked up most of the time when I'm there.
Yeah.
But that's just me. You know, people are going to do what they're going to do. So.
Yes.
So why not? You know, come out and have a good time.
Yeah. And if you're not a drinker, there will be people who are not drinking there. Like, please also don't feel obligated to drink.
Correct. I know that our ad has a lot of alcohol on it, but it's just, we're making fun of 90s drinks.
Yeah.
Which is the whole purpose of that. So it's not, we're not like saying, come out and, you know, get hammered with us. No.
In fact, please don't get hammered.
Yes, please do not. Or have not a designated like a work, driver or what have
not you. Not a work event, but yeah, we want you guys to be careful. Don't drink and drive. Get an Uber, have someone drive you. But yeah, there will be plenty of people there not drinking. So if you're hesitant because of that, no judgment. No one cares, I promise.
And it is 90s themed, so wear 90s if you have it or can find it. Maybe I'll wear my Letterman jacket. I don't have anything from the 90s anymore.
I have Ken's Letterman jacket.
Do you? Boom. There you go.
He was invited to a wrestling event at his high school.
Oh, wow.
And he was like, should I wear my Letterman jacket? I'm like, I should wear my Letterman jacket. I'd look super cute in it. So we didn't wear the Letterman jacket, but.
Aw.
I know. Boring. And then along those same lines, kind of a self-care tip here, because my husband and I just recently talked about this. If you are not able to attend Drink with a Dispatcher because you just need to not be in an environment that's super noisy, that's fine. There will be mm-hmm. other events. Don't worry. All the time, like family gatherings or whatever. Ken will be like, oh, my family's having a something party. Do you want to come? And it's a day that I'm working. And he's like, well, you can stop by after work. And I'm like, I love your family. I just spent 12 hours in a room with constant noise. I don't want to be around noise
right now. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Take that just those couple hours. And I think an important thing based off that to talk about is we have this misconception. I know that we've just been talking about it, but we have this misconception that self-care involves taking a week off and going somewhere and doing something. And it doesn't.
It
can be 20 minutes of you sitting there in a quiet room and meditating, you know, just something that you don't typically do, or maybe start to make that part of your normal routine. Just to kind of clear your head, you know, and be fresh for when you do have to go back to work, you know.
Right.
Everyone always says you can't pour from an empty cup, but it's very true. You know, you get burnt out and then you suffer from compassion fatigue and you're at work. Like, I don't want to deal with any fucking buddy. I don't want to answer this phone, you know? And I mean, you do, and you help everyone the best that you can, despite or in spite of, you know, how you feel about it,
right.
Not about the call, but how you feel about your environment and, you know, your personal headspace and all that. But yeah, just take that time. 20 minutes, half an hour. It doesn't have to be this grandiose gesture, you know, that you have to endure the stress of just planning for, you know, because even that is a stressor, you know.
And even, I don't remember who it was that told us this. It may have been someone in the podcast too. I'm sorry, I'm forgetting who it was. Talked about taking 5 minutes at the end of your shift when you get in your car You know, get in your car, turn the car on, and take 5 minutes to just sit there and like breathe. Yeah. And sort of make that a space to leave work at work and then continue on with your drive home.
Yep.
Because sometimes it feels like, you know, you have a really stressful or busy day at work, and you, as soon as you clock out or whatever, you're kind of running out the door, getting in your car, starting it and taking off because you just want to get home. And you're still in that mindset of like, go, 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 go.
Right.
Whereas if you take like even not even 5 minutes, you know, let's say 5 minutes is too long, like 2 minutes just to like sit in your car and like, okay, we're good. It could be, I'm going to check Facebook real quick, or I'm going to check my text messages or my emails real fast.
Or just drive in silence.
Just a take minute to like home. Chill. Yeah, exactly. So definitely allow yourself space to decompress and not be in an environment that is similar to work, because I think people sometimes don't realize that they're putting themselves in environments where there's a lot of noise and a lot going on, and it mimics work for us.
Right. And you don't even realize it's stressing you out, probably right. Because you're already stressed out. So it's just, that's your default, you know?
Yeah. And if there is like a party or a family gathering or something that's coming up that you are kind of dreading going to, say that you can't make it. Like, yeah. Don't go. Allow yourself that space as well to just, you know what, I can't handle being around a lot of people or a lot of noise or a lot of chaos right now. I'm going to take time by myself to just be by myself.
Right.
That's fine.
Yeah, you shouldn't put yourself second to put other people first, especially when you've had a really rough day or you've had a really rough call that's just still sitting with you.
Right.
You know, you shouldn't force yourself, because that's exhausting and that's stressful.
Yeah.
You know, like just being fake, you know, and just, oh, I'm so happy. Hey, how's everyone doing? And you just like, I don't really want to fucking be here.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. don't go. I have no problem saying no. No, I can't.
Yeah. No. I'm the same way. I learned, I think a long time ago, that setting boundaries was a huge, like, I need that for myself.
Right.
And I don't have any issue saying no to people when I don't want to do something.
Right.
And then people, I like, call me selfish, but no, like I won't do things that I don't want to do.
Right. Mm-hmm. And people who have trouble doing that, like, just remember that the person that you're saying no to is really just probably going to be fine with it. You know, oh, okay, next time, you know, especially if it's something random, like, let's go out to dinner. Like, no, not today. Like, it's not, you're not missing like a milestone event or whatever. You're missing, you know, buy one, get one at Applebee's. Who gives a shit? You know?
You can go another time. It's not a big deal.
Right.
And then
but even if it is a milestone and you just feel like I don't have the energy for it, you know, they're going to be fine with it. They'll understand. Right. If they don't, then talk about it later.
Yeah.
You know?
And I've done that too. I've had friends who wanted to have a serious conversation with me about something, and maybe we were arguing about something or whatever. And I've literally told them, like, I'm not in a space to do this right now. Can we do this another time? Like, I'm not blowing you off. I want to talk to you and take this seriously. I just can't wrap my head around it right now. So can we talk about it another time?
Absolutely.
That's fine too.
Yeah.
And then one of my other notes.
And you're never going to find yourself in a situation like I've never personally, and I've never heard of anyone telling me that they're going to find themselves in a situation where the other person's going to be like, well, fuck you. You know, they're going to be receptive to that. They're going to be like, okay, well, we'll talk later then. You know, I think a lot of people just have that fear that that other person is going to reject them, you know, and be mad at them, when the reality is that's just something that's in your head.
If a person seriously does say like, well, fuck you, whatever, like, that's a whole other can of worms that we got to talk about. Maybe right. We shouldn't have this person in our lives if they... You can't exactly. Give us room. So
there's a little toxicity there.
But no, like, it made me think of this too. This isn't even self-care. This is just, I feel like there's a difference between self-care and taking care of yourself. Mm-hmm. Please don't put off medical appointments to work or to work overtime or just because you don't want to go. Like, that is one thing I'm going to tell you, that if you have a medical appointment that you need to go to and you don't want to go, that's not where you can be like, oh, I'm not going to go because, you know, I don't feel like it and I'm sitting back. Like, no. Mm-hmm. including stuff like going to the dentist. If you have a test that you're supposed to be taking because your doctor's like concerned about something with you, please do that. Because so often I keep hearing from my coworkers, well, I had a doctor's appointment today, but overtime came up, so I took that. And like, I'm telling you right now, if my manager calls me and tells me that I have to come in or whatever, and I have a doctor's appointment, I'm like, I have a doctor's appointment. Sorry. Like, I'll bring you a note. I don't care. It's not happening.
You definitely have to prioritize yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and even like we talk about it all the time. I know we probably sound like broken records. Please talk to a therapist. I don't care if you think that there's nothing wrong with you and that you're totally fine. Let me tell you, the last 2 years have been traumatic for everyone in so many different ways.
Yeah.
Everyone, no matter where you land on the side of the fence about COVID, it's been traumatic. It's been tough. You know, we've gotten a lot of things taken away from us. Yeah. There's been a lot of tension and arguments between friends and family members and people who feel like I'm, you know, I got to be one side or the other or whatever. And then on top of that, you know, vaccines and, you know, COVID variants and all of this stuff. It's just been crazy.
Yeah. It's never ending.
With that, life has continued on top of that.
Yes.
You know, Brendan is going through a divorce in the middle of all of this. Like,
yeah,
I am having a baby in the middle of all of this. Like, this has been terrifying. but yeah, it's like, please talk to someone, even if it's just once a month to check in or once every couple months to check in. I see a therapist regularly. We recently decided, like, we're just going to do a check-in thing where if you need something, you can reach out to me. But you should have a therapist, counselor, psychologist, whatever that you trust, that you like, that you can go to before things, like before you're in crisis mode.
Right.
Because you don't want to be trying to seek out that resource while you're in crisis mode, because it's a little panicky.
It is. And it's, I mean, depending, like for me, I've been looking for one, and I'll be honest, I put it off. Because initially it's hard to find one at the moment because so many people are going to them. And I think maybe I was a little bit too picky in what I wanted out of a therapist.
Yeah.
Like I didn't want to start therapy, through like Zoom. You know, I wanted face-to-face, but COVID was preventing that from a lot of people, or preventing that from happening because so many therapists were not seeing people face-to-face. And I'm like, well, how do I build that trust with somebody, you know, but if it's over the phone, I can't even see you, you know?
Right.
I didn't like the idea of that. And so when I reached out to my doctor's office and was like, hey, I'm interested in seeing a therapist. And they were like, well, we don't have any that are taking new patients in our network right now. I'm like, you got to fucking be kidding me. So
you're like, what a great time to not be accepting new mental health patients.
Right. So she sent me a list of literally like three people. She's like, these are people that work outside of network, but will take our insurance. And I'm like, I don't have some obscure insurance, by the way. So I'm like, okay. So I took it upon myself to look for people. And in Psychology Today or whatever, you can research therapists in your area, and you can like search the kind of therapist that is right for you based on the criteria that's on the search on the side there. And then you can email them and be like, hey, this is what I'm looking for. But I think I was a little bit too specific because the responses I was getting was, I don't think I'd be a great match for you. And I'm like, well, why? You know, I wasn't expecting that at all. I was expecting everyone to be like, okay, come and see me at 2 tomorrow. Like, great.
Right.
But yeah, so I need to renew that search because some days I'm just like, honestly some days it takes all the energy I have just to get out of bed, you know, and then I have to go to work and I don't have any energy, you know? So it's gotten better, I want to say, because I see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Right, like there's an end date finally.
Yeah, but it's been brutal. And I haven't shared that with hardly anyone. you know, but again, like some days I come home and I need to be doing things, but I'm like, you know what? I'm going to watch Netflix until I fall asleep because the energy I had, I spent the second I got out of bed, and then I endured a whole entire shift of having to force this energy out of me. And I come home and I'm just like, no, I don't even want to eat, you know, it's like, whatever.
Have you ever heard of the spoon theory?
No.
It's an interesting thing. I'll just say quickly, anyone out there who's listening, you should look it up, but I don't know the exact theory. I know it has to do with, the theory is that everyone is given a certain amount of spoons for the day, and every activity that you do, takes a certain amount of spoons from you. But that varies from person to person, and it varies based on the activity.
Yeah.
So even if we all get 20 spoons a day, that doesn't mean that we're all able to perform the same tasks every day.
Right.
Because we don't all have the same spoons. Like sometimes for me, getting out of bed takes 5 spoons. Sometimes it's 1.
Yeah.
Sometimes taking a shower is 10 spoons, but sometimes it's, you know, half a spoon. That's what that sounds like to me, you know, like sometimes I spent all my spoons doing other things. I don't have any spoons left.
Yeah. And that's exactly what it is, you know, and I'm better, you know, like even for a while there, like I was doing, Home Chef, mm-hmm. where they send you like food, but you have to prepare it, you know, and cook it. And, it was getting to the point where I would get them every week and I would waste a week's worth because I didn't have the energy to prep food to eat, you know? Right. So I'm spending all this money having this food delivered to me to prepare, but I'm not cooking. And then I have all this money I'm spending on fast food because I need to eat, you know, it was bad. So yeah. I don't do Home Chef anymore. I do Factor, and it's prepared. It's fresh.
Right.
But it's ready to go. So I can just heat it up in the microwave, much better. So when I do find that I am too busy, to prepare before I go to work, at least I have something I can bring rather than going to Wendy's every day.
Right.
But yeah, I had it bad for a while. It is getting better. I am happy about that, but I still encourage everyone to speak to someone. I need to do it. I need to not let my past experiences of doing it keep me from trying again, which is basically what I've been doing. And I think I'm just going to reach out to my EAP. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, I don't trust EAP, but you should.
You should. And they're there for a reason, and they're good. Yeah. They're a wonderful resource to have.
And
they're still licensed psychologists. They're not allowed to reveal anything to your employer, regardless of how you came about them. It doesn't matter. It's just like your medical insurance. You pay for it through your work, but that doesn't mean your doctor can tell your boss what's wrong with you. Like,
right. Absolutely. I've had 2 people go through their EAPs, and they've had therapist appointments the very next day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I need to do it. Maybe I'll go today.
You should. Yeah. Absolutely. Oh. I encourage it. It's been helpful for me. You know, same thing. We've gone through a lot the last couple of years. And I finally was like, I kind of waited until I was in crisis mode, and I reached out to someone, and I'm really glad I did, because she's super cool.
Yeah.
But even just venting about stuff, talking about stuff. And I told her, like, cause she asked, you know, like, why are you coming to me? And I said, I feel like I don't have any storage space left in my brain, and I need help unpacking and consolidating some of this. And she kind of laughed, and she was like, all right, well, let's do that. Like, let me take some of that baggage off your hands for you.
So were you doing, did you start face-to-face or?
No, I started via Zoom.
Okay.
I looked at, like, I'm a big review person. I look at Google reviews for everything to see, you know, what people are saying about it. And I found this place nearby. It is nearby. So if we were able to meet face-to-face, I could do that. And I feel like I got lucky, because her and I really hit it off right off the bat. I feel like we could have been friends, like, had we met under different circumstances. Oh, nice. Yeah. She's really, really cool. So
good. I'm glad that worked out.
Yeah.
How long have you been seeing her?
Since August.
Okay.
Yeah. So not a super long time. And she just recently, like our last session, she was like, you know, I like hate to say this, I don't mean anything like bad by it, but I feel like you're doing really good right now. And I feel like you don't need to keep coming to me every week. Hmm. So why don't we just, you know, do it on a as needed basis. And if you need something, you're more than welcome to reach out. You're still my patient. Like, you can still talk to me.
Right. You still have that established connection. That's awesome.
Right. So yeah, she's really cool. Yes, definitely encourage that. Please go talk to someone. I don't care if you don't feel like you're not, like, my mom says this all the time. My mom says she doesn't feel like she's stressed out. She's a respiratory therapist. In the middle of a pandemic involving a respiratory virus. And I was like, Mom, let me tell you, you are stressed out. You just don't realize it.
Yeah, because like I said, that's our default probably.
Right. It is. Yeah. That's how we all function in crisis mode at high adrenaline. Like, that's where we sit all the time. So we don't realize that we're stressed out until we start having like physical reactions to stress. We start having heart problems, blood pressure issues, blood sugar issues, vision problems. Right. Like, don't let it get that bad.
No. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah. So I think that was really all I had on self-care is take care of yourself, please.
Yes.
I'm begging you.
Again, small things or big things, if you have the time to do it, you know, you're worth that. So don't ever think that you're not. Don't ever think that you should put anyone above, you know, yourself. I mean, if you have kids, you got to do what you got to do. I get that, of course. But if you're able to include your kids in your self-care.
Even that sometimes, like, there's been times where my husband's running his ass off and I'm like, hey, like, whoa, hold on. You got to chill. Like,
yeah,
you need to take care of yourself before you take care of everything else. My stepson has a tendency to, my husband will make dinner for us. We'll sit down to eat. My husband will still be like making dinner. And he'll be like, no, eat while it's hot, eat while it's hot. Well, my stepson will ask for seconds before my husband's even sat down to eat. So I tell him, I'm like, dude, let your dad sit down to eat. You can go get your seconds, but like, let your dad eat. And I tell my husband, like, don't go get him seconds. Sit down and eat. Let him go get it.
Yeah, absolutely.
What is it? Put your mask on before helping others.
Oh, yeah. In an airplane.
In an airplane. Yeah. Put your oxygen mask on before you help others, including children. Take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Wow.
Anything else to add, Janelle? A lot
today. Yeah. What you got? Anything? Any more pearls?
I'm chill.
Janelle's just the coolest person alive, so
right.
Self-care expert.
I was gonna say we do have our blog on some mindfulness and meditation apps, if that's up your alley, and self-care apps, so people should check that out after listening to this podcast.
Yeah, and we have a blog on compassion fatigue as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So we have a lot of good resources. If you know of any resources that you would like us to include, let us know. I'm actually working on that on our website now to be able to include more things. Or if you want to be on our podcast or want to be a guest blogger, also let us know. We're more than happy to make that happen as well.
We have a lot of cool guests in the works in the next few months here. So
yes, we do. I'm excited about that. We need to do our strange dispatcher snacks live episode part 2.
Yeah, I'm interested in doing that again.
Because there were some things that we didn't get to last time. And I have to try those, what was it, the pears with the mayonnaise and the cherry or whatever.
Didn't you try that?
I did, but I used Miracle Whip, I think I used. And the person who recommended that yelled at me. No, you have to use, like, so I'm like, okay, I'll do it again.
Okay, but
I'm reluctant, but you did have mayonnaise, right?
I did, and it was not any better, let me tell you.
No, and I also had Asian pears. I was going to say, Janelle did not seem
impressed.
Yeah. I was not impressed.
And I don't think Janelle has, like, a simple palate. Like, I think she's, you know, she's got a pretty extensive palate.
Yeah, I don't.
But pears and mayo are maybe just not it, my guy. Like,
yeah. And actually, no, it wasn't the mayo. It was Asian pears. because they didn't have regular pears. And the Asian pear, they look like apples, first
Wasn't
of all.
Wasn't there also cheese on
well,
it?
Well, so do
there
pears.
There was cheese.
Yeah, there was cheddar cheese.
And a cherry? Was there a cherry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maraschino cherries.
So it's just a strange...
And you know what I liked that I didn't think I was going to like was the freaking Flaming Hot Cheeto mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
That was
delicious.
Yeah, it was so good.
That was awesome. Okay. So two things. I just lost one of them. So hang on. The Taco Bell. Recently, I got a notification this morning and I sent it to like my work wives group. And I was like, oh my God, are you kidding me right now? They have Flamin' Hot Cool Ranch Doritos Locos Tacos right now. Like,
did you also know they have a taco subscription?
Yes, where it's $10 and you get a taco a day for a month.
Let me tell you, this is not self-care. Don't get yourself a Taco Bell subscription.
Yeah, like, don't buy a Taco Bell subscription. But like, for real, like
my coworkers are so excited. They're like, dude, we gotta do it.
Yeah, but like Flamin' Hot Cool Ranch Dorito Loco Taco, which you can also get as a cheesy gordita crunch. Like the taco in the soft thing with the cheese.
Those are my favorite.
I love those.
Those are absolutely amazing. And I still forgot what the second point was, so that's fine.
I actually had Taco Bell last night. I've been really good with my food, so I treated myself. But yesterday, I went to my local authentic place. And I walked in, and I was all excited. And he was like, oh, we're closed. I'm like, God damn it. Lock your doors.
Taco Bell it is.
So
Taco Bell's close to authentic,
So yeah, I had some chicken box deluxe nonsense.
Chicken box?
And it just
a chicken box.
It was the Taco Bell's response to the whole chicken sandwich boom was their fried chicken taco thing or whatever.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
they have a box.
A chicken box.
So yeah. I got the box. There's a lot of food and I wasn't able to finish it. There's like four little taco things in that box and I could only eat three. Yeah. I guess that's a good thing because I've been eating so well lately.
Maybe we should just do like a Taco Bell, like mukbang. Forget dispatcher snacks. We're just going to order a pile of Taco Bell and just sit there and eat it on camera.
Oh my God. I have. So, okay. I remembered
that's
the other thing.
Every day in dispatch. That's what we do is we sit there and eat a pile of Taco Bell.
So I actually have one of my, the lieutenant that I started working with, he's in a different area now, but he loves Taco Bell to the point of like everybody at his Taco Bell knows him. Like they get like new people and they're like, oh yeah, it's like your family or whatever. So he had, when they renovated all their Taco Bells like a few years ago and turned them like a little bit more streamlined or whatever, he has like 10 of these like big like graffiti style Taco Bell wall art things
that
he went around to stores and got, and they two of them used to hang in his office at work. Like
that's amazing.
Like, we talk about Taco Bell all the time. I'm like, hey, when's the last time you've been to Taco Bell? And he'll be like, last night. And I'm like, okay, hey. But we talk about Taco Bell all the time. The other thing that I remembered though of what the weird food that I just saw that I really want to try, and this came from a Food Network show, they were talking about some social media trend of banana bread grilled cheese. And I was like, that sounds delicious, actually.
I feel like that's like the donut cheeseburger. Like that
I've
was
had
a thing.
That. Like, I've had that.
And it could
How is that? Like, did you get that from the garage or whatever in Kenosha?
No, I did not. I got it from the Wisconsin State Fair.
Oh,
of
there's
course.
There's a place at the Wisconsin State Fair that makes them with Krispy Kreme burgers or donuts.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like a cheeseburger.
So was it good?
It was good. Like, it's just like a sweet, like a sweet, having a sweet bun and a cheeseburger.
Cause Brendan and I went to, Epic.
Oh
like,
yeah.
What was it? Like 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And like that grilled cheese that I got was like, I think it was like Gouda and Brie with like cinnamon apples or something, which sounds weird, but it was the best thing ever. Like it was the best sandwich I've ever had.
Did it have ham on it? Was it the Charlie Kelly?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, it was the Charlie Kelly. Gotcha.
Yes.
Yeah, that's my favorite sandwich.
So good. And so I feel like a banana bread grilled cheese could work.
Yeah, I said like maybe not with like a sharp cheddar, but maybe
with
like a
mozzarella. Yeah, I wouldn't do a cheddar.
Yeah, maybe like a mozzarella.
A mild white cheese. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're gonna make.
We just abandoned self care.
We did.
This is self care.
Straight into fattening foods.
Self care, because we're talking about things that we love, like weird food.
Yeah, we're gonna we're gonna make banana bread grilled cheese for breakfast. Go have a Taco Bell lunch, and then go and hang out at Kaylee Center and try out the treadmill.
Yeah.
Yes. We go. We're gonna work off those calories.
Yeah. I think my center is getting a treadmill with our renovation, hopefully.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's been really cool to have. And again, I know that my manager sits in her office and smiles because she's excited that we're all using it. So
yeah.
It's nice to just get up and walk around a little bit.
Yeah.
The guys tease us because they come in and they're like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "I'm walking with this."
What do you think I'm doing? Yeah.
Not like juggling. Well, it's not so far off, but
we just walk in a circle right now because we have older desks that are in a circle and there's like enough room to like lap around them and then like
do musical consoles. Still have that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just walk, and then when you walk past the door, it clicks. So like sometimes at night, like if the guys are down the hall and report writing, they'd be like, "What in the world is clicking? Sorry, it's the door."
Yeah,
I can't stop it. Clicks when I walk past.
I bought one of those foot peddlers, that the stationary ones.
We have those too. Yeah,
we have one. Do you?
I bought one of those for the room for Christmas a couple years ago, and I don't know where it is, but I used it a couple times. I didn't buy a good one. there was no like grips, or they were cheap, or whatever, to keep it stationary.
I was gonna say when
I've tried
to use it, so you keep like
pushing it. Yeah. Or the pedals were, or maybe the setting was too tight. So I'd start it and it would push my chair back. Like it wasn't a good one. So my apologies to my work family for buying a shitty piece of equipment. It was the intention.
Yeah. It's the thought that counts.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right.
But I think we very much exceeded our hour. Yeah. We're trying to keep them to an hour, folks, but we just have too much fun.
It never works.
It never does.
Happy belated Valentine's Day to everyone.
Yeah.
And please take care of yourselves.
Love yourself, even if nobody else does.
Yeah. Boom. Practice self-care, even if that means going to a doctor's appointment that you don't want to go to.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because it's the right thing to do.
Or taking a mental health day. I don't know why companies don't offer that, especially in the line of work that we do.
Yes.
And other first responders, like honestly. And I know that, well, you have personal days, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but you kind of gotta,
you have to schedule that
in advance. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I can't schedule my mental breakdowns.
Correct.
They just happen.
They do. Yeah.
All right. Well,
okay. Well, thank you for joining us, everybody.
Yes.
We will, we'll see you next time. Thanks for hanging out with us, guys.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.